Hello and welcome to the Journey Across the Universe podcast. I am your host and tour guide, Brennan Beddoes, and today's episode is all about black holes. Now, you've probably heard about black holes before. We use them pretty often in our everyday conversation, and they're brought up a lot in pop culture and the media. But very few people actually know what a black hole is, where they come from, and how much they impact the cosmos. So today, we go beyond the event horizon, and our next stop in our journey across the universe. So let's start by asking, what is a black hole? Black holes are extremely dense and massive objects. They have a huge gravitational pull due to this. And because of that gravitational pull, they pull just about everything around it into it, including light. It bends the light around it so that through a telescope, it just looks like a little black dot surrounded by all this light. So to look at how black holes affect the cosmos and how they are so integral to our universe, we first need to go all the way back to Albert Einstein's theory of relativity. Now, Albert Einstein is a genius, we all know that, and one of his most heralded accomplishments was the theory of relativity. Now, this theory had a lot of parts, but one of them was he explained that space itself is just like a piece of fabric, a long, flat piece of fabric, which he called space-time. And everything that has mass makes an indent on this fabric. And with this knowledge, you see, a lot of physics teachers will explain it like this. If you stretch out a piece of spandex and then drop a large ball into it, the spandex will stretch down and the ball will create an indentation onto it. And then if you start putting other objects of mass onto it, those objects will fall in to the indentation that has been made by the ball of mass in the first place. So this is how Albert Einstein describes gravity. Every object in space that has mass creates its own indentation on space-time, the fabric of our universe. And the way that gravity pulls is more of a falling motion. It's more everything that has gravity, things fall into it rather than it being a real pull. So for example, the Earth, which has quite a lot of mass, makes a big indentation on space-time, and because of it, the moon is slowly falling into the Earth because of its gravitational pull. Now, because of the distance and moon having its own sizable mass, it's obviously not going to crash into the Earth at any time soon. But that's just how Albert Einstein figured out how to explain gravity when it comes to large planetary dynamics. So when we look at something that is as dense and massive as a black hole, that is where you're going to see extreme indentations onto the fabric of space-time. And that is why no light, or any other particle for that matter, is able to escape from a black hole. It makes such a large dent on space-time that once you fall in, there's no getting out of it. So that is why black holes are called black holes. And that is kind of a little brief overview of what they are. So we've talked about the basics of what a black hole is, right? It's a large object that has a lot of gravity, and it kind of pulls things into it, including light. But did you know that there were actually different types of black holes? If you were like me, you probably didn't know that there were multiple different kinds of black holes throughout the universe. I just thought there was the one. But in fact, there are about three different kinds of black holes. The first one are called stellar black holes. Stellar comes from the word star. Sorry for any disappointment for you thinking that this black hole was named by your average skater dude or surfer boy. The word stellar, when in reference to stellar black holes, means that these black holes come directly from stars. These are formed by massive stars, typically 3 to 4 times the size of our own sun, burning out and collapsing on itself because it's all out of fuel to burn. When this collapse happens, it usually goes down into a very small, very dense object, which it turns into a black hole. Now, these are a little bit smaller than the average black hole that you're thinking of, but they're still about 3 to 4 times the size of our sun. Well, the mass anyway. So these are large objects that still have that same kind of gravitational pull to not let any light in. Now, there are hundreds of thousands of these, even in our own Milky Way galaxy. They really just dot the entire universe. They are everywhere. But they're not really super close to where we are, so we don't see them very often. And no need to be worried, because these aren't going to get near Earth or anything close to us anytime soon. So those are the smallest kinds of black holes. Next, we have our intermediate black holes, which, yes, that is their real name. These kind of come into the middle of the three types. They are typically a little bit bigger than the stellar black holes, and they're theorized to form when you have a couple of different stars kind of come together and form a black hole all at the same time, and so they collide together. And so they're just a little bit bigger than stellar black holes. And then we come to our third and largest form of these black holes. These are called supermassive black holes, and for good reason. These are millions to billions of times bigger than our sun. They are huge. They have an insane amount of gravitational pull. The thing that's baffling about them, though, is that scientists don't actually know where they come from. These supermassive black holes are a mystery of science. Now, there are a few popular theories. The first is that you just get a bunch of these smaller stellar black holes in the same area, and they merge, and they continue merging, and they keep bringing things into it, and eventually you end up with this supermassive black hole. Another theory is that you have a bunch of stars in a star cluster all falling together and colliding, creating a super dense object, creating a supermassive black hole. Another theory is that of these huge gas clouds compressing together due to pressure and creating another one of these really dense, really small points and creating a black hole. We may not know what these supermassive black holes are or where they come from for quite a while, but what we do know is that they are hugely important to the fabric of our universe and our galaxy. There is actually a supermassive black hole in the center of our Milky Way galaxy. It is what keeps our galaxy together. It is everything in the Milky Way that is spiraling around and orbiting. It is orbiting this supermassive black hole in the center. And that is true for almost every galaxy out there. Most galaxies are formed because of the gravitational pull of a supermassive black hole. So these supermassive black holes are typically what we think about when we think of black holes. Very large and very imposing, incredibly strong gravitational pull, and have that ability to like suck other objects into it. But yeah, so these supermassive black holes, again, there's that mystery surrounding them, but they're hugely important to our galaxy, and there's actually one in the middle of our Milky Way. Those are the three different kinds of black holes. So now we've talked about what a black hole is and the different kinds, but what's the structure of a black hole? What does a black hole actually consist of? What makes it look the way that it does, and what is its components? The structure of a black hole is actually pretty simple. It consists of two main parts, the event horizon and the singularity. The event horizon is the boundary where once an object passes it, it cannot escape. This is because once it passes the event horizon, the escape velocity from out of the black hole exceeds the speed of light, meaning that even light, or any object for that matter, cannot achieve that velocity and cannot get away from its gravitational pull. It's called the event horizon because once you go past this horizon, you cannot see any event that is happening within the black hole, which is frustrating scientists now as we get closer and closer to figuring out what goes on inside of a black hole. And speaking of that inside of the black hole, we're now talking about the singularity. Now, if you watch a lot of sci-fi movies or things that talk about black holes, you've probably heard the word singularity before. It's often used interchangeably with the term black hole. But a singularity is the actual object where all of the mass and the density is concentrated. So if you think of a singularity, it's just a small little object within the black hole. And the entire black hole is just the absence of light and pretty much the size of its gravitational pull where nothing can really escape from it. So that is the basic structure of a black hole. And recently, in I believe 2018, scientists were actually able to capture a picture of a black hole. If you haven't seen this yet, I highly encourage you to go on to your favorite search engine and look up the picture that we were able to take of the black hole. It is really fuzzy, but it's because it is taken from so far away, millions or billions of light years away. And it's a very interesting picture because it's kind of underwhelming. It's a little black dot with a little fuzzy ring of light around it. But what this shows is that little fuzzy ring of light is that event horizon. It is that point where once you pass that, you cannot escape. And that is why you see all this light bended around it. And then on the inside, you see just this absence of light where all of the light has been completely pulled into the singularity. And so that is a super cool picture and just a testament of how far we've come in the science community when it comes to looking at black holes. We've now talked about what black holes are, what different kinds of them exist, and the basic structure. So now you're pretty much an expert in all things black holes. But first, I'd like to give you some of my favorite fun facts regarding black holes, and I think you'll find them pretty interesting as well. The first of which is that the physics inside of a black hole are actually theorized to break down. A lot of scientists actually believe that once you go inside of a black hole past the event horizon, the laws of physics that dictate our world and the universe around us actually begin to break down and change. So some of the things that we know, like velocity, momentum, and other physics principles, are actually theorized to break down once you go past the event horizon. So it'll be really interesting to see as technology progresses and as these scientists get closer and closer to black holes to see what exactly goes on past the event horizon and what kinds of laws of physics are going on within that. Another fact about black holes is the fact that time actually slows down around black holes. This is due to the theory of time dilation. Now, if you remember back to the beginning of the episode, we talked a little bit about Albert Einstein's theory of relativity. One of the things that he brings up is time dilation. This is the idea that the faster you move through space, the slower you move through time. So if you're going really fast, then you will actually start moving in slow motion, or moving slower in time. So because of the vast gravitational pull of a black hole, once you get close enough to a black hole, it would actually look from the outside as if you were slowing down and going slow. So imagine you and your best friend are out on your own journey across the universe, and you start going closer and closer to a black hole. From your friend's perspective, it is going to look like you have either completely stopped or are moving very, very slowly. But in reality, you are just moving the same way as you always have been. And from your perspective, you would look back at your friend and it would look like their movements would be very fast. So there's some really interesting time things that happen around a black hole. And it's because of its vast gravitational pull and the velocity that you're moving around the singularity and the event horizon. The next fun fact, which is one of my personal favorites, is that black holes could be the key to time travel and traveling to different points in the universe. Now, again, if you've seen any sci-fi movie where they talk about wormholes, you're going to have a little bit of basic background knowledge about this. But the idea around this is that nobody's actually been near a black hole or actually in a black hole. So it leaves a lot up to the imagination. And one of our favorite theories about black holes is that they actually warp space-time enough to create a wormhole to another point in space. So it's theorized that you can actually go from one black hole to another because of the massive warping of space-time. And it's also movies and other media that in a black hole, you can actually time travel and move through time and go into the future because of these different time rules and the way that it warps space-time. So that one, I'm going to have to say, is probably not very likely. I don't think that black holes warp space-time enough to be able to warp it all the way over to another part of the universe, giving us just a wormhole over there. But, you know, it's really fun to think about, and it's a really interesting concept, so I think we can go ahead and say that that one is a fun theory for now, and we'll just have to wait and see what we find out later. Now, if I were to take you on an actual tour of the universe, which would be phenomenal, that's my personal dream, but if I were to take you on an actual tour, there would be at least one of you who by the end of all this would say, excuse me, wait, but what happens if you go inside of one? And honestly, that's an excellent question. Like I've said before, no one really knows what happens inside of a black hole. Because of how dark it is and because of that event horizon, there's not really a whole lot of information there, but we do have a little bit, so we'll talk about some of those options. The first is our sci-fi theory, the theory that once you go into a black hole, it transports you to another point in the universe, and you completely just go through a wormhole. The next, a little bit more realistic one, is that the event horizon caused by all of this light would actually create a firewall of sorts. So the closer and closer that you got to a black hole, once you get to the event horizon, it would just completely burn you up and you would just turn to ash almost instantly. And another one, this is one of my favorite words, so get ready for this, spaghettification. Spaghettification is the process of your body being stretched out and being completely stretched out and you essentially turning into spaghetti noodles. This would happen due to the vast amount of gravity inside of a black hole. This is actually the most popular and accepted theory about what would happen once you go into a black hole, because the amount of pressure and gravity that is beyond the event horizon would cause your body to have an unequal distribution of gravity, causing your entire body to completely spaghettify. And so that is one of the more widely accepted things of what would happen to you if you were to go in a black hole. If coming from me, if I could give you any advice, I would say probably don't get too close to black holes. Try and stay beyond, behind the event horizon, if I were you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Journey Across the Universe podcast. If you liked it, please leave a positive review. I'd really appreciate it, and it really helps the show to grow. Another way to support is to tell all of your friends and family about this marvelous adventure that we have embarked on. We are always welcoming new passengers. Follow our Instagram account, at Journey Across the Universe, for updates on the show and to know when the next episode will drop. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you next time on Journey Across the Universe.